IVM.
वेलकम टू फुटबॉल फुटबॉल गाइस, नए साल के साथ नए दौर का स्वागत करेंगे तीन लड़के अय्यर, सपरे और मी शिवराम। हैप्पी न्यू ईयर एवरीवन।
हैप्पी न्यू ईयर।
हैप्पी न्यू ईयर। नया दौर क्या है?
नया दौर, वी लास्ट कार्तिक इन अ बिट बिकॉज कार्तिक इज हियर विद अस इन पर्सन।
व्हाट इज दौर?
दौर इज लाइक न्यू एरा।
Era, okay.
नए साल के साथ नया, because 2020 ना, end of a decade. It's been a long time since we've gotten together in a room, right? I mean, for a podcast.
Yeah, it's been over a couple of months actually. Last time we were in the room, we did the special episode of the best 11 outside the Premier League, which was out last time.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments though about Philipp Lahm being not included, about Antoine Griezmann not being included. We chose to not respond to those comments for some reason.
naya daur,
haan. 2026, all, everyone's included. Yeah. So, happy new year to everyone. Just a quick update on where we are right now. This is the 23rd episode and it's aptly called Happy New Year. Karthik, have you watched Happy New Year?
No.
It's a blockbuster movie, which I highly... I can't even say that. it stars some of your favorite stars.
Shah Rukh Khan. Right?
Shah Rukh Khan, Abhishek Bachchan.
Oh, he is there.
Also Sonu Sood, if you like Sonu Sood.
Sonu Sood in a non-negative role.
So about Sonu Sood, he did a movie with Rajnikanth. I don't know the name, but quite some time back. And apparently he was almost assaulted in Tamil Nadu because he plays a villain in that movie and he apparently hit Rajnikanth in the film.
Oh,
so
shit.
That is not allowed in Tamil cinema.
So he hit him by mistake?
No. It's part of the shooting. There was this one shot and then he hits...
so basically he hit him in the movie.
In the movie.
And people are angry that he
And people
hit.
Are angry that yeah. how dare he
How dare
hit
you hit an old man?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about Valverde and Morata in a bit. Pyaaz abhi bhi mehenga hai. Protests abhi bhi chalu hai. ग्लोबल वार्मिंग बढ़ती ही जा रही है। मेगन मार्कल ने वापस यूएस शिफ्ट होने का इरादा बना लिया।
कनाडा।
अच्छा कनाडा, सॉरी। अरे सब सेम है, नॉर्थ अमेरिका। स्लो के फॉर लिसनिंग। स्पॉन्सर्स अभी भी मिसिंग है और एफपीएल की तो बात ही छोड़ दो। तो वी होप दिस ईयर विच मार्क्स द स्टार्ट ऑफ अ न्यू डेकेड वील ऑल बी अ लिटिल मोर ऑप्टिमिस्टिक एंड वील ऑल बी अ लिटिल मोर अवेयर। डू यू गाइस हैव एनी रेजोल्यूशंस? आई हैव टू आस्क यू दैट। आई मीन इट्स क्लीशे बट
No, I just like my FPL plans and teams, my resolutions don't go anywhere, so I stopped having them.
Very nice. Karthik, make some 480p joke resolution. No?
Oh, yeah. No.
No resolution this year?
No, just, I don't know. Let Fulham come back to the Premier League.
Fulham are playing Man City, by the way, in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So, on that note, let me just quickly tell you what's up on this episode.
But what is your resolution?
Oh, I also have to give a resolution. I haven't, I should have thought of that because I wrote it down. My resolution is to finish in the top five of football, FPL League.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a fantastic resolution, but it is a resolution. It's better than the both of you saying, yeah, no, maybe.
Should be a year-long resolution. Now, how can you like stop this resolution?
Aray, but it's for the like the footballing year. Samjhe?
The Liverpool are the most successful team in the footballing year, but that doesn't make sense, right? They had to win a season.
Correct. Coming from a United fan, we'll get more facts in a bit. So we'll talk about the EPL, fantastic weekend, and a couple of fantastic weekends actually. Aguero's breaking many records in the same game against Villa side. Lot of fun happened in the La Liga last night. I don't know if you guys
Not the La Liga, the Spanish Super Cup.
But what I meant was both teams playing the La Liga, but okay, sure, let's get technical. FPL, we'll do a quick roundup of FPL.
Why?
Someone did really, really well, so we have to talk about it. I don't know, there's a surprise coming, guys. Someone scored the most number of points in the entire league.
As you always say, there's still democracy in this country. So,
Karthik
and I have decided to not talk about FPL at all.
ठीक है.
So, two against one.
ठीक है, लेकिन वोट तो करने दो, मतलब, let me ask. Okay, while I ask these guys for a quick vote, I will ask you guys to come back again right after these messages. Stay tuned, guys. Okay, welcome back, guys. 2020. Someone got 20 points yesterday in FPL. Let's start with, I think, before we get to the rest of the teams and what happened and what didn't happen. How good is Aguero?
The greatest striker.
The greatest ever?
I think the greatest foreign import into the Premier League.
Now, by numbers?
No, I think by what he's done as well. I mean, how many league titles do City have in this decade? We counted it the last time. I think three or four.
Can I just go back, listening to our previous episodes and tell us what we said?
Yeah,
because
it's four. It's four.
We are still hungover from the New Year.
he's fantastic. And we know City the way they are and extremely competitive. So many talented players in a team such as City, to lead the line for 10 years back-to-back for a striker is absolutely phenomenal.
Would you ever say he's underrated because he's not talked about as much?
Would that interesting. Be I think if you look at it, his record was this time that he went past Henry as the highest scoring foreign player.
177 goals.
In a foreign striker, foreign player in the Premier League. And if you compare, if you just put Aguero and Henry, I think 90% of the people will still choose Henry. So on that level, there is a slight bit of, but I think that's just because it's Manchester City and people always look at them with, like, they have two gunny bags of cash.
Was it also because Henry was more of a personality? He continues to be a personality.
Well, it is true. De Bruyne has said that, I think when he was asked who's better between Henry and Aguero, and because Henry was the coach of the Belgian national team, De Bruyne has had a relationship with both. And he said, look, it's not always important to make comparisons. He's played well. Aguero likes to keep to himself after the game. He's not out there in the public. So that's why probably he doesn't get the attention that maybe the other players do.
Yeah, and Aguero's also, like, over the weekend, he got the most hat-tricks ever in the Premier League.
Oh, my.
He has 12 for Manchester City. Next is Alan Shearer with 11 hat-tricks for Blackburn Rovers. Of course, when Blackburn Rovers were that one season, the champions, and Newcastle United. So, massive feat.
Yeah, but again, speaking of this, I think the journalist Tom Williams, he brought this up on I think Twitter over the weekend. He said when we look at players, high scorers in the Premier League, for some reason in England, they see the Premier League as this new age football that has come out in 92, and they don't compare it to English top flight, which has been around forever.
Yeah.
And if you look at the highest goals scored in the English top flight put together, Aguero's below 40. Number 40 on that list. And it's unfair to certain players, like Jimmy Greaves actually tops the list, not Alan Shearer. But right. Alan Shearer has 30 goals which are not in the Premier League, which for some reason aren't counted. So that's a bit unfair. Hmm. But yeah, still, credit to Aguero. And because I think in no other sport do they have this demarcation. I mean, cricket records are still compared to Bradman.
Correct.
Who played in a completely different era.
60 over test matches.
Every other sport, maybe tennis has become the open era because of certain changes. But this Premier League, the fascination with having just Premier League records is a little... I don't know.
Do you think there is a moment in time, and sorry I said 60 over test matches, I mean one day internationals, but is there like a moment in time where it became, you know, modern era of football?
Basically when Liverpool stopped winning. It happened because of Manchester United, let's make no bones about this.
Yeah.
Which is why Liverpool have to struggle and say we actually won a few league titles earlier. Because of United this has happened.
And they're far more successful in Europe. They've won 6 trophies in Europe already.
Yeah.
Liverpool. So what I feel is Aguero is the Akshay Kumar of football. He's as entertaining as the Khans. He is as successful as the Khans. He makes probably as much money as the Khans. But the Khans always get the respect and the awards and everything else.
Yeah.
Akshay Kumar bichara 5 baje uth raha hai subah, kaam pe ja raha hai, chup chap ghar pe aa raha hai.
Also 32, so he is well past the prime of, you know, supposed.
Akshay Kumar is 32.
No. Sure. Aguero.
Aguero is 32.
Akshay Kumar is done se 32.
Chronology samjhe.
So on while we're on the topic of the greatest players, how good are Pool, man? It's what, 20 games? They've drawn only one game.
Why don't you answer this question? The last time I think you asked this, when Karthik and I both said they just give the trophy to Liverpool. And you made some stat about that team who leads in December may not.
Basically, last year, you were talking about last year when they were leading by 7 points.
Abhi naya daur hai.
Naya daur hai.
Nayi soch banao.
Correct, nayi soch. So, I will honestly say that I think Pool has basically run away with the title.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I think there's World War III, which is also imminent.
Yeah.
From what I read on Twitter, which is a highly recommended source of information. unless something like that happens, I think Pool are running away with it. They're what, 16 points ahead? 13 points ahead.
13 with a game in hand. They were 16 before City played.
So with a game in hand, that's insane.
They have to lose a minimum of four games.
Math is completely over the place. Four games will only lose 12 points.
So minimum of four games. And they got a couple of draws here.
Very nice. So they will lose against Arsenal.
Sure.
Okay. Who else? Sheffield United.
Sure. You name it, yeah. I'm listening.
They have 88 points on the last 90. That were available
for. But again, this stat, when you wrote it, it's a vague stat. I mean, it's fine.
Over the period of the year.
The 90 points don't count. 58 out of 60, I feel, this season, which actually matters towards
the title. Do you think they could end up being
Yes.
Better than the...
Yes, they will be unbeaten, I
no,
feel.
No.
Yeah, I think they'll go the season unbeaten. And I think before they go the season unbeaten, they'll also beat Arsenal's record.
They will end up. If they win the entire season unbeaten, yeah, they will break the 49 number.
Shout out to the only team who managed to hold them to 1 point this season.
Correct. So let's talk about the team that held them to 1 point this season.
Thrashing of Norwich,
which was amazing. Well done, Sapre.
I'm glad you guys specifically mentioned thrashing of Norwich because the games before that,
I'm coming to that. In 2020,
how bad do I feel about Aguero? He couldn't play in that game against United.
Yeah.
That was the Carabao League.
They were both sitting out. Sterling played up, and Jesus.
Oh, this is where they didn't play a striker.
United lost 3-1.
And so this was badla for Aguero.
Correct.
But thank you for specifically naming the Norwich match. Brilliant game. The most boring first half ever.
Oh my god,
which was as how United like to play.
Yeah,
but good. Yeah. Legend manager managing a team of young players, a young Rashford United boy scoring two goals, Greenwood coming off the bench, scoring a goal, Martial, yeah, a young player who was bought in the team, scored a goal. So good to see all of that happening, and as expected that you thrash teams like Norwich or teams down the table, at home especially.
And a side is showing interest in buying Ashley Young.
Yeah.
Like what surprises me the most is...
Things have changed. And
Inter Milan want Ashley Young. And they want him after 6 months. Like, who makes a 6-month plan to buy Ashley Young? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
They're waiting for him to get his tenure testimonial.
The worst part, it shows you where Manchester United are. The moment Inter Milan showed interest, now United want to sign him to another contract. Like, what does this guy do? Okay,
so I don't think you read the news properly.
Uh-huh.
Inter were looking for a young player.
There's
a young player at United. It's a player, he's young.
Correct.
And
so Inter basically googled young player.
Greenwood doing well. Brandon Williams doing well. Young players are good, doing well at United. Let's go with the next young player. That is what happened.
On that note, I think Brandon Williams.
He's good, no?
He's good. Why doesn't he play every game? Yeah.
He almost plays every game.
What? Shaw gets to play every other game.
Not every other game now. Because he was injured, so Williams came in. Now he's keeping his place. So there's a good fight for competition.
So are you saying this for a fact that Williams will start the following week? As in the coming week?
Who is United playing the next week?
You should know, na?
I have no idea. Look at the kind of displaced
here. I think it's West Ham. Oh no, they're playing Liverpool.
Yeah, he'll play Williams then.
He'll play Williams?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good punt to take in FPL, no? Only 4 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's...
Because that's how deep the squad goes. So there's probably a 3.8 also somewhere. But before we move on, do you also want to talk about the game that preceded the New Year game that happened? We haven't spoken about it because the first time we're meeting in the New Year. And what better way to start the New Year with the Arsenal thrashing of United with 2-0. Kya bolna hai tumhara, Sapre?
Nahin, kuch nahi bolna. Isliye maine bola, I was glad you said Norwich game. Let's talk about that. Very bad.
Yeah, so Shivram was holidaying in Japan, and all he wanted to do was record a special episode of the podcast for a 2-0 victory.
Never felt so crappy.
It was amazing. It was at 5 a.m. in Japan. I woke up. I saw that we put one goal in, which is Pepe. And I immediately slept off. I said, I'm still dreaming. This is totally not happening. And then I wake up to a very, very pleasant surprise. 2-0 thrashing with a Socrates goal.
And you came back to India to a pleasant surprise by Arsenal as well, who drew 1-1 with Crystal Palace.
We showed metal. This is the new manager. New manager bounce. Yeah. It's short-lived.
Every transfer window when there's news about Arsenal wanting to buy Saha, Arsenal failed to win against Crystal Palace and died. Like, are you serious, guys?
Arsenal are not going to buy Saha because Arteta has come out and said there will be no big surprise. Oh, but then he'll still buy Saha. It's not a big surprise. Fair enough. Leicester have lost to Southampton in the revenge game. Danny Ings can't stop scoring.
Yeah,
it's madness.
Wow. Never thought Danny would do something. Like maximum, I thought he'll get 10 a season.
He's got 10 games and 10 goals in the last 11 games.
In the last 11 games.
Kaise ho sakta hai ye? Or Leicester?
And he hit the woodwork a couple of times as well.
Really? You watched that game also?
The highlights, yes.
Okay. Because I think it was in parallel with the United game, no?
They never showed that game actually. It was never live telecasted.
Hotstar suna hai ki nahi?
Live hai toh Hotstar pe kyun jaun?
Hai ji?
ब्रांड पैसा तो नहीं दे रहा तो मैं बात क्यों करूं
काफी बजा रहे हो तुम बट इन द रिवर्स फिक्स्चर साउथैम्पटन लॉस 9-0 पीपल आर सेइंग यू नो दे हैव अवेंज्ड देयर डिफीट विद अ 2-1 It doesn't add up.
I think it at least gives the manager some credit. Like, it would have been very easy for
Say his name.
Hasanuddin.
Correct.
Yeah, to sack Hasanuddin after losing 9-0. I don't think anyone would have complained. Yeah. They stuck with him. And
they're doing well.
They're proper mid-table. Yeah, they're not even... I don't know. I don't think they're in a relegation fight.
Yeah. Like, so, do you think Fulham will come back up and win against
Southampton? I think more interestingly, Leeds might come back up, which is a big club for...
Big English club.
For the likes of Liverpool and
big
United.
History, of course.
Yeah, so that would be good to see. But anyway, the championship later.
Yeah, championship much later. Next year. VAR is getting baja out sapre. Where are you on that argument?
I am with the referees on this one. What, Declan? Are you talking about Declan Rice bit?
Yes.
Okay, so it is nothing to do
with... Wait, let me just give everyone background.
Please.
So, Declan Rice, this was the game against Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute equalizer. And in the run-up to that, he essentially, like, the attacker hit the ball, which was Declan Rice. He was running past a player and that ball basically jumped up and hit his hand.
Mm. Yeah, no, correct? It came as a rebound. Of course... unfortunate, and he didn't mean to do that.
Otherwise, it was a last-minute equalizer.
Yeah, that is what he said. But it's the problem is not with VAR. The problem is with the law, right? So don't blame VAR. They're just following the law. If you have a problem, change the laws. That's like, it's not you, but like,
sounds familiar.
If you're Declan Rice, you should.
If you have a problem, change the law. Where have I heard that before? Yeah, ha ha. Main kya bol raha tha democracy ke bare mein?
It's out there these few days.
Ha.
तो इधर भी अप्लाई कर दो उसी को व्हाई रीइन्वेंट द व्हील
ठीक है अभी वी आर टेकिंग इट दिस इज ऑन अ लाइटर नोट आई मीन वेयर नन एग्जिस्ट बट अभी हंसना है तो हंसना है Football should ball shambles guys
yeah man
hashtag football should ball shambles yeah. What do you guys have to say for yourself
I think so this for anyone listening in this came on because of our Premier League team of the decade where we had chosen Robert Huth over John Terry and someone came at us with John Terry's stats and everything else that he has done over this decade and then I asked Sapre, I said who put Robert Huth in there because looking at the stats I'm like how the hell did we miss John Terry and Sapre is like you did it you are the one who did like John Terry so anyone there yes maybe John Terry should have been in thank you a lot of you for getting in touch with us regarding our teams of the decade we'll keep doing such fun stuff throughout and it's if you want to abuse us, it's fine as well. Just keep it as civil as possible. And shambles is good. It's a good.
I like that hashtag. Yeah. Football should ball shambles. But I have one thing to say though. It's all open to interpretation, right? The best part is you can also put your Premier League 11 mm-hmm. of the decade out, your Champions League 11 of the decade out. We're happy to talk to you about it. Just because we pick one over the other and you will, you know, then choose to throw facts. please don't get in the way of a good story. And this goes back to a discussion that we've had in the past. Like, what describes a fan? And we've heard Manchester United fans say this many times to other people. You're a plastic fan. You're a glory hunter. And, you know, and United song is glory, glory, Man United. So what I'm getting at is, there is no minimum requirement here to, you know, have an opinion. And actually, I also got called out once because I didn't know who El Phenomenon was. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I never boasted of knowing everything. Just about everything.
I mean, it's clearly fine. The guy asked you to not do this podcast anymore. Yeah. He said you should quit.
Yeah, I agree. I should quit. I should have quit a long time ago. But here I am. Such is life. But feel free to tweet to us. Use hashtag football should ball. Use shambles in a separate hashtag.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can track football should ball. And then we'll make a list of all the shambles tweets. And then we'll take that feedback. Like, we're all open to feedback. We don't know any better than you. Karthik does. I don't.
Clearly, Robert Huth over John Terry.
We discussed Terry. And we decided to put Huth. Yes, it was...
I like Huth more.
Yeah,
do what you want.
We like Huth.
I like Huth more, man.
Why do you need to compare?
He has higher moral character also. Yeah. So, anyway, on that note, talk about...
He's German after all, so they do.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So, nothing about Mustafi or anything here?
Oh, no. Mustafi, no. He's a nice guy. You guys hate him. I don't know. Mustafa.
I don't hate him, man. He's a nice... I just want to sell him for a price. I don't hate him. It is too strong a word.
He's a nice guy. If someone wants to go towards the goal with the ball, he doesn't stop.
Yeah, go on.
I will not stop it. Don't
like last night when Danny Drinkwater was letting City score, and there was this, I think Gary Lineker tweeted this, where Mahrez and Danny Drinkwater are still linking up really well. Mm. From the Leicester days.
I remember we spoke about Danny Drinkwater in one of our episodes. I told Danny boy, why don't you just come to India and chill with us, na?
Correct.
Come on the podcast, have fun. Why yeah. go play professional football?
It's not for everyone.
Nahi hota yaar, nahi hota.
Humse nahi hua, tumse to at least you tried, chalo. Yeah. You won that 1 year.
Imagine Danny Drinkwater cost Chelsea more than N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, 35 million.
It was.
Kante went for 30 million. Yeah. And the year after, Danny Drinkwater went for 35.
Let's not talk about clubs paying over the top for players.
Haan, yeah. haan. Abhi nahi baat kar rahe to batao na, kiski baat kar rahe tum?
Pepe.
Tum bahar milo mujhe. Isi raftaar ke saath, nahi sadi mein, we'll move towards FPL.
Hey, Bhagwan.
Guys. Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Rohit Shivram.
In dil walo. Achha, no. I got 93 points, man. Very the highest great. This week. I had no idea that I would get so many points.
He made his calculations in advance.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Very happy for you. Also, we hope you get in the top five. Someone should, yeah?
Yeah, you're being too nice. What? Is there a joke coming? What
There's
is happening?
There's no joke coming.
No, so, but how did it happen? You had Aguero, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I googled Aguero. Uh-huh. One word. Uh-huh. To see if I should keep him or not. And then the first...
So what article, made you keep him? Because these days, Jesus has been playing quite often. So,
yeah. One is, they were both rested
in midweek.
Yeah. So that is one good indicator. And the other part was, and this is on Friday, Pep came out and said, and he was talking about the record, that because Aguero was still on 174, Andre's record is 175. He said, yeah, he's an amazing player. And I'm pretty sure he'll get past that record soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, ye to pakka khilayega. Ye to vidya meri taraf dekho. Ya khuda, ye to seedha marega. And that happened. And then I should have triple captained him. But hindsight is, like they say, 20-20.
Hey, you just binge-watched All or Nothing, na?
Well, I saw it long back.
You binge-watched it. I don't know. I can read Pep.
No, I binge-watched All or Nothing a long time ago. It's on Amazon Prime Video. If you haven't watched it, please do.
Or just wait for the Tottenham version, which will come out at the end.
So there is All, which is with City. And then there's Nothing, which is with Spurs. So after that sad joke... I got 93 points.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and I climbed up in the table. I think I'm 32 something. Oh, so nice. High 30s. What about you guys? Where are you guys?
Yeah. It's nice.
Cool.
Be part of football fantasy Premier League. Yeah.
Past 150? No, under 150.
Yeah, I think within between 100 and 150. I haven't checked for this week.
Fair enough.
I think between but 100 and 150. I got like 40, so that's average.
My captain got 40, Karthik. Sapre, how much did you get?
What? Sorry?
Achha, theek hai, jaane do.
I am in the...
doldrums, I know.
I got 10 more points than you did, 103. Sorry, my position is 103.
Theek, it all adds up. But for the top 5 in the Football League, Karthik Jagtap is killing it, dude. This is like this is not Leicester versus Poole. City versus Poole. Number one continues to be Alap Roy. I think what is it? 10th week running.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or something like that. 1321 points. Number two is Karthik Jagtap, but he's on 13-13, so only 7 points.
Oh, nice.
Which is one clean sheet ka difference.
Where's Nimish? Yeah.
Nimish is not. Oh, Nimish is there. Third is Siddhant Bane, which is your favorite team name. 2 goals, Wan-Bissaka.
He got a lot of points also.
72 points, almost touching 1300, 1298. There's Nimish, Arjun Jacob Abraham, 54 points only. 1283. Wow. And Karthik's favorite. Karthik, do you want a name?
I don't know which
King
one.
Kartu. King Kartu. King Kartu. 66 points and 1275 overall. So heating up at the top, and someone said you should also make a list of, you know, the people who are languishing at the bottom. But I'm guessing Karthik will eventually get there and tell us about what is happening all the way down there. Agle hafte ke liye kya lena chahiye?
Uske pehle we didn't speak about Spurs. So FPL se mere ko yaad aaya.
Bolo na.
Kane's out, mm-hmm. Right? I think a couple of weeks ago or last week of December,
hamstring.
United spoke highly. Mourinho spoke highly about. The young striker, Parrott.
Roy Parrott.
Yeah, and he didn't start him, but he started some young 20-year-old at the back.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So Zanganga.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Banganga.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Banganga.
Anything, just Ganga.
Banganga, idhar hi hai. Teen batti pe. Banganga. No, so I'm saying differential. Take that striker, yeah? Young striker.
Are but Heung-min Song is playing
Let him. So he'll play on the left, no?
He's playing center. Oh, Lucas Moura is playing up top. Mm. So they'll play. It didn't work out for them against Liverpool.
Oh, against Liverpool, it didn't work out. So that is a good indication of how they'll play.
Differential. Next
week. Yeah, but that's subject to if Tottenham in this week don't buy anyone. They've been linked to a few, including Piontek at AC Milan. And
so he'll hit the ground running out.
I think Piontek or Belotti, if either of them come into Tottenham, they're going to start at least.
Like so next week only. Mourinho will throw them in the mix.
No, these guys have been playing regularly week in, week out. So.
Not at.
Yeah, they have. Not I'm talking about if they come in from Serie A.
They have to make do with the average supply. No? How will they get used to that so quickly? Huh. So you're saying take Parrot.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're listening to this, stay.
Yeah, you can. And you also heard that I'm 103rd. So
I take it as a pinch of salt. Lot of salt. Aguero rakhna hai, Jesus rakhna hai, Pep roulette. What is going to happen, guys? Midweek, there are no games. So, there's no indication of between now and Crystal Palace when they play.
No, Aguero rakhega. Or Sterling had rest, so he'll play. So, no Jesus. Keep Aguero. He's just scored a hat-trick. That guy has a one-week rest. Aguero.
If he drops him.
No, he won't, yeah. He won't drop him.
You said take Parrot. Now, you're saying keep Aguero.
But two different teams, na. You spoke about Pep Roulette. I'm saying my choice is Parrot guy.
Achha, okay. Parrot guy.
Parrot boy, sorry.
Parrot guy.
Parrot boy.
Haan. Tota.
Yeah.
Karthik.
I'm going with your suggestion only, Brandon Williams. I think that's a very, very
good buy, no?
Smart suggestion. Because I think he'll play. Luke Shaw has proved himself not up to scratch for.
But abhi clean sheet nahi milega. That is my only problem. But this guy bombs forward a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you never know when assist a goal like.
Yeah, some attacking returns. Yeah. You never know when Rashford might score, right? Yeah. But they're playing Liverpool. So
Rashford scored defense. Against Liverpool. He scored two against Liverpool under Mourinho. Rashford can score. He's in great form. He can score against Liverpool. Oh, Gomez to do match se potty kari raha hai. Kari raha hai. Sabne dekha hai.
Thank you for your eloquence, Sapre. Keeping this high class.
Sapre is in his mid-30s. Just in case.
my filter is disappearing by the year. Hey, early 30s.
Oh my god, early 30s. 37 is not early 30. Hey, keepers. You're a keeper. Tell us. That's how your mind describes you. So tell us. Sapre, who should we get as a keeper? No one's keeping any clean sheets, man.
What kind of keepers are these? No clean sheets.
Pickford.
At all. Pickford against Arsenal, yeah. No, Pickford is...
Everyone's not playing
Henderson
against
is playing against Arsenal. Yeah, Henderson should be a good pick.
No. Aray, Aubameyang is out. Lacazette is going to score left, right and center.
Oh, yeah, Martinelli will also score.
Correct. See, you're learning. You're picking up very quickly. Karthik?
I spend money. Get Alisson.
Alisson?
Yeah.
Okay, that is actually a good tip because there's a double game week coming up for Liverpool.
Ah, okay.
So you should have three pool players in your team by
that,
now.
That match is against West Ham, is it?
Wolves and West Ham, yes. Mm-hmm. And West Ham are also double game week. Leicester and Liverpool.
So West Ham ka to koi matlab.
Haan, so avoid West Ham. Make sure you don't have even one of West Ham. And Liverpool ke teen. That is a good tip.
Wow.
Aur kuch interesting ho raha hai?
FPL mein to kuch nahi ho raha. Bilkul nahi ho raha.
Theek hai, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with hopefully more interesting facts in the first episode of 2020. Welcome back, guys. I stand corrected. This is the second episode of 2020. Mm-hmm. So that's my first mistake of 2020. First of many.
Shambles.
Football shambles. You should stop doing this podcast. I will after this. Until the next one. So after this break, we'll do a quick roundup of what is happening around the world. And actually, this is my second mistake. The first one was when I said La Liga instead of Super Copa, when Atletico played Real. Karthik, what is that one pet peeve you have about Atletico? When people write type Atletico, they put an H in there.
You're
just agreeing with whatever. Yeah.
Why not? Because we're South Indian and putting the H happens. So I think it's the South Indians that put the H.
No, I don't think so. I think just athletic, the word has an H in it.
Yeah, otherwise that as well. Yeah, okay. That is okay, a good.
Cool. Karthik.
Forget.
Yeah, how many people would have written your name as Shivram?
A lot of people, man. That's why people can't find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm blaming it on. So Valverde, who's ruined one club already. His namesake is ruining another one's happiness.
Yeah, well done.
Shukriya. No relation.
Can't wait for that statue to come up.
What a professional foul.
Federico Valverde for Real Madrid versus Atletico in the Super Cup final.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
I think what was it? Maratha was clean on goal in extra time, one of the few.
Everyone assumed he'll score. Yeah. That is the biggest joke.
Just hacks him, yeah. Don't like it.
See, I mean, I saw it and I'm like, red card to hai. But I'm like, I would have also done the same
thing.
I mean, I don't blame him. I get why. He could have been a little nicer about that foul. He literally like put both like scissors.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shivram's thinking if that's how the Real Madrid youth teams or youth players are set up to play, I hope Sabeyos also does that one day.
Yeah, but the pride on Sergio Ramos's face when he saw
that
was
amazing.
Like,
it is amazing. I love
like
it.
He became a new father, you know. Yes.
Yeah, but Vardy is not enough. Ramos gave birth.
No, genuinely people have tweeted that they should build a statue.
Yeah, but
outside the
Sergio, he saved them. Like people say, right, justice is eventually delivered. They won 4-1 on penalties. Madrid. Sorry, Real Madrid won 4-1 on penalties. So I think Morata wasn't going to score anyway. But what Valverde did after, I don't know if you saw the highlights of the game, he missed a free header by heading the ball onto his own knees. Can you imagine? Just try and imagining that.
Are we talking about Morata here?
No. Federico Valverde.
So this was before he got sent off.
Before he got sent off, yeah. So he was in the middle of the six-yard box. Free header. Everyone's running away from him. And he headed the ball onto his own knees, man. And he looked distraught.
Very Lukaku-ish.
Very Lukaku-ish. But first touch is not important, as we've so discovered. Second touch. Only second touch is important. explain this to me. Why is it called a professional foul?
A tactical foul.
But I'm asking, don't change the question.
No, a tactical foul, it's you play the... It's
but
not,
it's not professional.
It's not violent conduct. That's it's probably, yeah. It's not professional. It's a tactical foul as opposed to violent conduct.
Yeah.
Which is...
So he's doing it with the sole intent of stopping that goal.
Yes.
Yes. And you,
but so, not to hurt the player. Also, the tackle is not made in the way where the player is really hurt.
Yeah. But
it's
is,
a very obvious
It is
foul.
Exactly what Son did, and he hurt Andre Gomez very badly in that.
That wasn't
was a tactical foul. The guy, they were counter-attacking and Son just brought him down.
No, like Fernandinho would do a lot of these.
Yeah, he does.
And
he
he's called
Fernandinho. Your Rio is becoming Brazilian.
But my pet peeve with this is the Super Cup. This is where your league champions play your cup champions. Where the hell are Real Madrid coming into this? They finish... Okay, so here's the deal. If the same side has won the cup and the league, it's the team that finishes second in the league. So it should have been then Barcelona and Valencia won the league. They should have ideally played the Super Cup. Okay, you want to add a third team. It should have been Atletico. They finished second. Real Madrid finished third in the league. They still got an invite to play the Super Cup, which was in Saudi Arabia for some reason. Mm-hmm. And now they end up winning it. I think it's such a... call tournament.
You're calling it a shambles tournament.
It's
basically.
Absolute shambles. Like, you can't take your four best clubs, make them play a Super Cup in Saudi Arabia and still have La Liga over the weekend. Like, nobody's watching Getafe.
Yeah, nobody was decent, Getafe.
But nobody's watching them play.
Weren't you watching La Liga?
I wasn't.
Did you watch any of the Bundesliga?
No, there was Bundesliga.
There was no
break.
Bundesliga. They had friendly
matches.
Oh,
yeah. Correct. 1 month. Chutti. Winter vacation.
Serie A had... It's the biggest marquee matches. I think four marquee matches happened this weekend. A few things. One, Ibrahimovic
scored. Scored. What a goal. Very good goal. I really like that Leao.
Rafael,
he's good.
Leao,
yeah. He's very good.
So he was teammates with Nicola Pepe last year.
So that's what I meant. We should get him. Slowly and steadily. Aubameyang, kisko chahiye? What is his red card?
All the obvious things happened in Serie A. Dybala also fell again. So.
What happened? Juventus, Roma?
No, Juventus won 2-1.
They won 2-1.
Oh, nice.
So Dybala was fouled.
Ronaldo scored?
Yeah. Penalty.
Woohoo! I had to score. I mean, of course Ronaldo scored. Yeah. That wasn't even a question.
I think the other game, I think now Juventus have sole lead because Inter Milan drew with Atalanta. A match that Atalanta should have beaten Inter. Like Atalanta was superb, absolutely superb. They missed a penalty at the end also. Handanovic saving it. And the other big game was Lazio continuing their run, beating Napoli.
Oh, yeah.
Struggling Napoli side.
Also, Napoli's continued form.
What is this? What are these problems in Napoli? So, political issues?
No, I don't think it's political. I think a lot of players' contracts are running out. This guy wants to sell them. The owner wants to sell them in Jan. They've sacked their manager. It happens. And you bring Gattuso in, it's probably not.
Also, remember one of the earlier matches, I think, when they were playing Liverpool, first or the second match in the Champions League, I guess, Ancelotti had spoken about the condition of the stadium. That it's not up to the mark. So he's not happy with, like, a lot of money has been spent on the stadium and renovation, and he wanted more for the players, which he didn't get. Now he doesn't want to renew contracts with the players, and Ancelotti is now out. So, yeah, I don't think anybody's happy playing at that club right now. Yeah, so that's what I feel.
I think they've bought a couple of players now, guys like Mertens and Callejon.
Mertens is good.
But they're on their way out. There is a market for them.
Yeah. Right? How old is Mertens? 32?
Less than 30, I think. May have just turned
28, 29 yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because there was talk of him coming to Everton.
Yeah, there's a solid. I think he should. Because that's probably the Ancelotti coming up there. But yeah, I mean, fair play to Juventus. Lazio, I think it's a three-team title race. Let's see. Let's see how Inter Milan as well get along. A good weekend.
So are you saying AC Milan have to get young.
AC Milan is not...
AC Milan are still, I think, 10th or 11th or something
so
like that.
So even with Zlatan.
Yeah, but someone needs to feed him balls to score, right? So I mean, they beat Cagliari, but Cagliari now, after doing so well for the entire season, have lost 4 on the bounce.
Got it.
So I think...
Only second match and he scored one goal.
Yeah, he will get you goals. He will definitely get you goals. But then, is he the player that AC needs?
He's also 38.
Exactly.
He's pretty old. Well, on the topic of age, this is an amazing quote I found. Uh-huh. And I want to end the podcast on this with your views. This happened, I think, last year. I'm not sure exactly when this happened. But I just found out about this quote. And I'm surprised I didn't hear about this earlier. Diego Simeone said this about Ronaldo and Messi. And
this he said, fun.
And I quote him. this is the one when they did the Cojones celebration. It's not a celebration. They were just mocking each other. But Diego Simeone said, you can take Cristiano Ronaldo to a war and he'll win it for you all alone. For Lionel Messi, you need to bring along all of his Barcelona teammates so he could actually do something.
Wow. Oh, that's harsh. Considering Messi has scored the most goals against Atletico, I think
that's the exact reason why he's done that.
Why he's putting up.
I think shithousery likes shithousery. Because that's why he applauded Valverde also.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I get why you did it.
Yeah, but what is this link Barcelona? Firstly, they have lost Luis Suarez. We need to mention that.
Almost the rest of the season.
Yeah. He's been, at least he's scoring goals, whether his game has gone down or not, but he's scoring goals. So I think that's a problem for Barcelona.
It is. Dembele is not really, he's not fit all the time. Mm-hmm. So he has to be fit.
Yeah. Who is a backup for Suarez?
I think they'll probably get in Griezmann, Dembele and Messi will be the three. And Ansu Fati whenever.
Come off the bench.
But I don't know what's happening there. They're trying to sound out Xavi to come and manage them.
Yeah, I heard that.
See, whatever said and done about Ernesto Valverde, he's doing a fine job. They're top of the league. No side is in... Barcelona for some reason seen crisis being top of the league. Like,
but they're joint top with Madrid, aren't they?
Yeah, equal on points.
It is a crisis, if you ask me.
I remember reading a good article about people blaming Valverde for the state of Barcelona. When people talk about Barcelona, they speak about the prime Guardiola seasons. But people fail to recognize that the core of the team was from La Masia.
Yeah.
Right?
The academy.
Which is not the case right now. Ansu Fati is the only player who's come from the young player who's come up from the academy.
Yeah.
But your core is not. You had a Puyol, a Busquets, a Xavi, an Iniesta, a Messi in that team who did really well.
So you're saying Diego Simeone is right?
No, I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying Valverde should not be fired and Xavi should not come there.
Simply. Okay. Why do you say Xavi? Why can't you say Xavi like everyone else?
We didn't use his name in the pronunciation bit, na? In the first episodes. You all lost.
Xavi kar rahe ho tum. So a reporter.
Xavi.
Well, I have another story now. I completely forgot about it. Why you were talking about Messi. So, a reporter asked Pep Guardiola last night, is Sergio Aguero the best striker you've ever coached?
Uh-huh.
And Pep says, no, the best is Messi. So, the reporter's like, but what about an out-and-out number 9? Pep says, Messi's number 9, number 10, number 11, number 6, number 4.
Oh, wow. So, but I like the fact you brought balance to this podcast.
Yes, yes. because see what two amazing, outstanding managers have said. Uh-huh. One of them has actually coached Messi. Uh-huh. And he's also coached Aguero since.
And the other one holds his crotch in celebration.
That doesn't take away from the fact that he's made Atletico a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so.
He bought Kieran Trippier and made a good player out of him. Mm-hmm. He almost won a trophy last night, man. Come on. For the first time in his life.
Yeah. No, not for the first. They won the league title in 2014. Yeah,
they won the Europa League.
I mean, Kieran Trippier.
Oh, Kieran Trippier.
He's come from...
play for England now. The Euros, so England will win.
Still, Spurs haven't won anything.
I like how this podcast gives more attention to Trippier than to Joao Felix.
Oh, but what did he do? He almost kissed Messi the other night.
Yeah.
Damn funny.
That meme was brilliant, though. He's like, Joao Felix is there and... Someone has put a caption there. Ronaldo is the best player in the world. Is what João Felix tells Messi. And Messi like, say that again.
And I also saw a tweet which said, how do footballers, and if you could go look at the video when João Felix is messing with Messi.
Oh, wow, Felix. Oh, you're like on form. Why? After pronouncing it well.
Thank you. So Chavi. So someone said, "Wow, Felix and Messi, they're you know shit housing each other." And someone said, "How do footballers get so close and not kiss?"
Mm-hmm.
While you think about that,
no, but I have one more thing before we wrap up. Sunil Chhetri is back, baby. He's now joint top scorer in the ISL over the last ever since after the new year.
Oh, Bangalore scored so many.
Yeah, Bangalore. Earlier, remember when we started talking about Bangalore FC, they were struggling to score goals. Sunil Chhetri has come back to form. It bodes well, I think, for India because we have a few games coming up in March as well.
So this for AFC.
For that same qualifiers where we're struggling badly. So we need him.
How old is he now? 34?
Yeah, 34, 35 he'll be.
Damn.
So Bangalore are, I think, second in the table. But I think the day before we were recording in yesterday's match, ATK lost to Kerala Blasters. Okay. And ATK in the 90th minute had a free kick. Now, Kerala offside line was there. They just stood where they are. They didn't even try and come up too much. ATK's seven attacking players were in an offside position. Seven.
What?
And you can go look up the screenshot of the video on Hotstar.
Oh,
there were seven of them. Roy Krishna, another striker of ATK, he's abusing the linesman saying, "How can you call us offside?" They are at least 5 feet offside. Each and every one of them.
What is happening?
Yeah, Roy Krishna, what is a good striker. He's also joint top of the league. But that league is fun to watch if you want to see such.
And they have a game every day.
Yeah.
And two on weekends.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. So two.
They're the prime. They're only one
game. Yeah, I think it's only one game. Yeah,
they should have two games on the weekend.
Daily soap opera.
Arre, but IPL has two games on Sunday. Yeah? Super Sunday. Yeah. Star Gold pe wo dikha sakte.
But a T20 match is shorter than a football game. No. So,
how?
Yeah.
How? 3 hours, na? This is 2 hours.
It's more relaxing than a football game for sure.
There's not enough action. There are more ads.
Dhoni ke chill karo.
I thought he was retiring yesterday.
Who, Dhoni?
Suddenly started trending.
I should have dived for that run against New Zealand.
Yeah, you should have, Dhoni. Not like you would have won it, but you should have.
You should have
dove.
No, Ravi Shastri said that if he has a good IPL, he still has a chance to come back into the Indian cricket team.
At the end of the day, cricket is the winner. So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out our other interesting podcasts on the IVM Network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We're at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, you should totally reach out to me. Use hashtag football shootball, hashtag shambles. I am Fickleberry Hun on Twitter and Instagram. That's Huckleberry Finn, but fickle.
And if you want to reach out to me, you should. I am the real Donald Trump on Twitter. Sorry. I'm Sapre on Twitter and G Sapre on Instagram.
And I'm iRant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Shootball. Recognize.